Only you care about the quality of the sound, Alan.
It'll settle down.
I'm sure.
There's a hair on my microphone. There it is.
It's not mine.
No, it's a cat hair, of course.
Of course it's a cat hair.
Yeah, I could see it sitting there. Anyway.
I thought they were just supposed to float in the air and never land.
Oh, no, they absolutely land. That's why I have two Roombas that run every day.
You have multiple Roombas?
Otherwise, well, yeah.
Alan would automate everything in life if he could.
Would that be a Roombas?
Roombai?
Roombai?
Yes, it would be. It would be a Roombay.
Oh, no.
So how was your vacation, Jay?
My vacation was awesome, Brita. Thank you. We didn't pass too close to you, although I kept seeing the Cleveland exit. I'm like, I should go visit Brita.
Why did you take 90?
We took 80/90.
Oh, okay. So
we kind of came up through Ohio. You have some awful weather.
What?
You have some really awful weather in Ohio.
No, we don't.
On our way.
Not right now.
No, no. But on Friday. When the hell did we come home? I don't even remember. I forgot. No, it was Thursday night. We were coming. We stayed in Youngstown overnight.
Oh no! Mm-hmm. Well, there's just a problem.
Break up. Yeah. Well, about 2 hours out, we ran into just hellacious rainstorms. Wipers on high, and you're still losing ground to the rain, and it's like a little on the white knuckle side. And of course, I don't know how you exist because I've seen you in traffic, and the people in your area are retarded. There were people on
There's
the
a reason
highway.
Brita hates driving.
Yeah.
There were people on the highways in Ohio whose response to water on the roadway was, and I kid you not, to slam on their brakes.
Yeah.
I'm like diving around these morons, and I'm like, do you understand? Do you even basic physics, bro?
Yeah. We're much better in snowstorms, I promise.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was hoping.
Yeah.
Because if they were worse than snowstorms, you probably would have monkey nutted someone to death at this point. But no,
it could still happen.
It could. The driving time is still young. So.
Well, we had a great show with T-Bolt.
And
it was a really good show, and he is a great guest host. And hopefully he'll come back on. And then last week we took the week off.
Yeah.
Because it was like, hey, 4th of July, we deserve a vacation too. And so
exactly.
We decided not to do anything. And, you know.
So
I think a couple people noticed. But
nah. Were they going through withdrawal? Squirrel withdrawal? It's not a pretty thing.
Hey, no show. No show. Sorry.
What?
Most people didn't
notice.
Yes,
we will refund. We will refund 100% of your payment. There's other people.
Oh no! Put them in the basement like I do mine.
That's where Schwartz lives.
Yes. Anyway, stuff has been happening in the world.
Yeah, there's like a lot of stuff.
I just want to say,
it is
the, you know, I mean, I'm not like a utopian. I don't have like, you know, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh yes, my principles matter more than anything. And yet I continue to be shocked at the complete illogic and insanity of the Democrat positions on things. We went in the space of really less than a day from abject horror over children being separated from their mothers.
Right.
To abject horror that children would not be allowed to be separated from their mothers.
What are you talking about?
Well, the abortion thing, the Supreme Court. We went from
We went from
oh my God, the horror, the children are being separated from their parents, to oh my God, the horror, we might not be able to get an abortion.
Right. And even then, it's like, no, the very worst that could happen is it'll get kicked back to the states.
Right.
That's literally the very worst that could happen, is that they say, okay, there's no more federal protection, which, by the way, they're not going to.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Period. Period. There are way more hills to die on long before we get to that one. And it actually kind of scares me a little bit, because the Republican Party has been surprisingly not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for the giant 2,000-pound weight of dumb to fall from them.
It'll
because
you know
somebody, somebody is going to be, as soon as we get, insert name, XXX, because that's, that's all that matters, on the Supreme Court, we can overturn Roe v. Wade and put women back in the kitchen and get them cooking them sandwiches. And they're going to do it. I know they are, because they are the stupid party.
Well, I think that the Supreme Court, though, is really not into reversing their own decisions.
Exactly. They're
so I'm thinking, that the Republican Party might go for it. I doubt it. But I don't think it would happen.
I just, I don't want to get my hopes up that they might actually be competent and keep their mouths shut.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, literally all you have to do is nothing. Do nothing.
Well, I think in this circumstance, they are really going to start looking at Donald Trump and seeing what was it that, Clinton said, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they're going to start looking at Trump and be like, well, Trump has given us a good economy and things are looking up and all we have to do is kind of coast along. We'll get reelected.
And again, that is a level of competence that I haven't seen in a generation.
Right. We'll see. I don't know.
I think that's why Trump picked the Supreme Court, the justice he did. It was the safe choice. He clerked for Kennedy. He's respected. Everybody that's not a raving lunatic likes him.
He's literally Hitler, because
it's funny, because there's a lawyer I follow on Facebook for reasons. But anyway, he made the point that, 20 years ago, this guy would have been approved like 98 to whatever. I mean, he would have been almost a unanimous approval, by both Republicans and Democrats, just because of, how solid a judge he is. And then you got the Moonbat Wing, who had pre-printed signs to protest every single possible candidate made up ahead of time.
Yes.
Because it doesn't matter who it is.
Right.
Who paid for those signs?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not unions, because they took a blow.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's Nice segue, Jack.
Hey, every once in a while.
He's a professional, folks.
That was a long coming. They kind of half-assed it. I forget the name of the decision, but the decision that said, well, you can force people to pay for the collective bargaining piece of it, was kind of like half a nothing kind of decisions that needed to get fixed. Cause if the unions had been even slightly more even handed in their political spending, mm-hmm. it wouldn't have been an issue.
Well,
whenever people accuse a certain three-letter agency that deals with civil rights of, owning particular, representatives or whatever, i.e. that this particular group, I won't mention for obvious reasons, when you look at what where they rank in the dollars given compared to, oh, the top 20 or so unions, they're way down the list.
Mm-hmm.
And right. and who those unions donate to is not 50.
No.
I don't think it's 80-20.
It's not even, it's not any. I mean, it's like 100% zero. I mean, there's no
yeah.
The idea that a union of any kind would give money to a Republican candidate is laughable. I suppose somewhere there might be someone that gave some money to some Republican somewhere, but it would be the shocking, you know, different. Yeah. I mean, it would be, you know,
interesting.
And then, apparently somebody in, I think it was New Jersey, where they said they're going to introduce a bill to allow unions to insert compensation for collective bargaining into the labor contract, so they would get paid directly by the taxpayers.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
For all that. And I was like, wow, can you be more blatant?
Well, it's New Jersey, for one thing.
Right.
It like runs on unions, you know.
Oh yeah, of course. But you know, I have to think that, you know, if you can't force employees to pay for political speech that they don't agree with, how the hell can you force taxpayers to pay for political speech they don't
agree with?
We do it all the time.
Well, not egregiously like this.
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, but
do it all the time.
I would not be surprised to see that change also.
That's one of the major ones I would hope that would get changed.
Yeah, I don't see how that can keep going in the eventually the Democrats will win. And,
yeah.
You know, they'll do whatever they do. But the other thing I thought was funny is who's the jackass that said that that when the Democrats will be back in power, they'll start impeaching conservative judges.
Oh boy!
It was the Muslim guy, the Muslim.
Keith.
That something. Guy. Yeah, I forget his name.
I don't know. He's a Muslim. He doesn't have a Muslim name. He's a black guy from Chicago or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. I don't know. I think it's funny at this point how hard they're scrambling, because they're really desperate at this point, and it's they're losing their grip. And things are starting to come out. I mean, have you seen this walk away campaign?
Oh yeah, that's fantastic.
That's all over the internet. And I don't know, like, everybody's like, oh, it's a fake thing, and not many people are doing it. But I mean, I walked away in you know, after 9/11, I walked away then. So it happens, people. And yep. I know lots of people who have like, all you have to do is like really start paying attention. And because the story I hear over and over is like, I was a lifelong Democrat because my parents were Democrats, and Democrats were the party of the little guy, and Republicans are only for the rich and for the big, you know, big companies, and they don't care about the little guy. And that's the story Democrats tell their children. It's like, it's, well, Jay, you know, right?
I don't know any Democrats.
Well, you used to live in that area. I'm sure you heard it, you know?
No, I actually had, my grandmother was like that.
Yeah, it's like the story.
Democrats, literally since FDR.
Yeah.
And, you know, never, she never changed her views. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party did slightly, but what drew her to the party was FDR and Lyndon Johnson. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, is encapsulated by an event where somebody drove by and waved, and she waved back, and her response was, I don't know who you are, but you're the right color. And I was like, what? Did I just hear? Like, and this was, you know, she hated George Bush.
Uh-huh.
You know, she voted for Gore and Bush stole the election. And, you know, this was, because she's always been a Democrat. Because FDR, you know, saved the country.
Right.
And, you know, there's millions, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, in the same vein. And you know, when you've got, was it Matthews hoping that the economy tanks?
Yeah, come on.
I mean, that's when you come out with statements like that, people hear that.
Yeah.
People are like, well, wait a minute. That's what you were accusing the Republicans of during Clinton and Obama.
Right.
And now you're actually stating this is your wish.
Right.
And, you know, if Trump is smart and I'm starting to think he might not be as dumb as they say.
Yeah.
What he needs to do is assemble a shit ton of clips of Democrats from the Clinton impeachment proceedings about how you don't remove a president when the economy's doing well. And though he should do a 60-second soundbite of nothing but Democrats saying you don't change the president when the economy's doing well. And you'll hear my reelection campaign is backed by both, you know, Harry Reid and just boom, 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 and just, you know, put up, you know, here's what, you know, here's the unemployment. See how far down it's gone. Here's, you know, just all the economic indicators that have gone up in his 4 years. Put that up. You put up the clips and you say, boom, even top Democrats think I should be reelected, and just drop the mic.
Yeah.
I mean, now, I don't think he will, because he didn't pull the elections have consequences. I won. Get over it. Which he should have. He really should have.
Yeah, but, you know, Trump is smart. I know the liberals hate to think that. They think, oh, he's just a big doofus. Hurt Trump. He's a crazy idiot. Hurt. I spent the weekend with one of those.
I don't think that Trump would be where he is today. I mean, even without the presidency?
No.
I don't think he would be where he is today being stupid.
No, he's not stupid at all. He's a master, you know, he's a master manipulator. He's a master deal maker. And, you know, he's out dealing the professional dealers, the politicians. He's doing, you know, he's doing stuff that the diplomats couldn't do. I mean, he's the North Korea thing, the NATO thing. I mean, he's doing all this stuff by breaking the rules. Oh, the political, you know, the professional diplomat class is all like, oh, you can't do that. Oh no, you can't do that. Oh no, we can't do that. And Trump's like, you know, screw you. We've done it your way all these decades, and look where we are. So let's, you know.
I kind of heard about the NATO thing, and I spent, some time today reading up on it, and I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. And this is the type of thing that should have happened a while ago. And Donald Trump, his thing has always been America first. And he is really true to his word in that regard. You know, he's calling out the other countries in NATO saying, hey, why aren't you paying what you have said that you would pay? Why are we it's as if, you know, you go out to dinner with somebody every week and they, you know, you agree to split the bill, but every week you end up paying. I mean, that's basically what the United States has been doing for years throughout multiple administrations. And no one has said to NATO, hey, wait a minute. Why aren't you paying your fair share here that you agreed to? And Donald Trump is like, so when are you going to pony up?
Yep. You know what? Maybe
he actually went into the NATO meeting with, you know, he researched all the facts and figures about who was paying what and what they were supposed to be paying. And he went down the list. I read an article where he actually sat in the meeting and he went down the list. And he was like, Germany, you're supposed to be paying this. You're only paying this. What's going on?
That must have freaked him out.
Yeah. But it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I could just imagine, you know, Barack Obama going to the NATO meetings and sitting around schmoozing and kissing ass and bowing to whoever he can bow to and you know, being the superstar, first Black American president, look at me, and not getting any fucking thing done. It was like all the goober smoocher fest, you know, but yeah. Donald Trump shows up, he's like, okay, let's talk business. Let's talk numbers, let's talk money. Because you guys aren't doing your fair share. And I'm like, thank God, finally, somebody.
Yep.
You know, and the liberals are always like, oh, why is the United States always the policeman of the world? Well, it's because clearly no one else is doing it.
Right.
They're not even doing it for themselves.
Well, and it's funny, the media response has been like, you know, Trump lashes out. Like he was like, oh, how dare you, you know. I love, my favorite line was the whole, you know, why, you know, you expect us to protect you from the country you're buying all your energy from.
Right. Germany. What's going on?
Germany, WTF.
And he's asking him to pay, you know, he's saying like, he's asking him to do like 4% or something like that. But the you know, most of them aren't even reaching the 2% target. And then, you know, some politician said, oh, 4%, no country in the world can meet that. Well, except like one.
Yeah.
And you know, the reason, frankly, Europe is such a you know, countries of, you know, with all these socialist, you know, big spending socialist policies, because they don't spend money on their military.
Yep.
You know?
That's why college is free in Europe.
Yeah.
That's why healthcare, and when I say free, I'm making air quotes. I
right,
know you can't
sure.
See me.
Yeah. Tax and spend, but free. Yeah. Because they don't have to spend that money on aircraft carriers and submarines.
Right.
So I read an article in the, and I'm just double checking it now because there are multiple reportings from multiple reliable news sources is that Germany's army is so under-equipped that it used broomsticks instead of machine guns.
I saw that.
What? Wow. Wow, dude.
I think at this point, like, if Poland wanted payback, they could invade Germany and beat them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
God.
Like, I'd kind of like to see Poland over there cracking its knuckles going, hey, guys, remember me? He's the 98-pound weakling that started following Charles Atlas. Now he's going to go kick sand in Germany's face. Yeah. Listen, you mugs. I don't know why I expect Poland to sound like Edward G. Robinson, but
because you know they would.
It wasn't during battle that they were using broomsticks. By the way, let me just clarify: it wasn't like they were going into battle with broomsticks.
Like,
it was like a military exercise and
yeah.
They were, you know, they painted broomsticks to simulate gun barrels on armored vehicles
because they didn't have
any guns.
Right.
What? Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, it's funny, and I've really, you know, we keep, you know, it's like almost every time we say this, it's like, you know, Trump, you know, it just gets better and better. You know, it's,
you know, we let the monkey fly the plane, but goddamn, he's actually keeping it in the air. Son of a bitch. You know, we're all a little surprised, to be honest.
Yeah, I am.
I'm really, he actually has turned out far better than I had. I mean, my baseline was he wasn't Hillary, and that's all I really cared about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think that no matter what he was, I didn't think he would be as bad as Hillary, but I didn't expect much more than that. And damn if he hadn't really, you know, pulled it out.
Yep.
Because wow.
Yep. And Speaking of not being Hillary, Hillary's not the one making the second U.S. Supreme Court nomination.
Boy, isn't that fantastic.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh, yeah. And that's right.
Brita posted a most wonderful synopsis of the notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And,
that was fantastic.
Now, I forget off the top of my head. Was it her statement or was it somebody surmised?
I think it was somebody surmised that that's probably why she didn't retire under Obama.
Yeah, that she figured that, you know, especially where, you know, with what happened after Scalia passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like, well, you know, you got 6 months left. Let's table this until.
Right.
You know, that you know, she probably wanted to retire 5 years ago.
Right.
But it was like, oh, we'll wait. And, you know, that way there won't be, you know, the first year of the Hillary Clinton presidency. There won't, you know, they can't stall for 3.5 years. So,
well, she probably expected Hillary to win and the Senate to go Democrat on the coattails of Hillary.
Sure. And she probably was having like a, you know, girl power moment, you know, female justice, female president. But you know, they probably could get another female justice in there, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. That didn't work out.
Yeah. Instead, oops. Because you look at, you know, Gorsuch and now Kavanaugh, in the realm of Supreme Court justices, they're infants.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They got 20, 30 years at least.
At least.
Yeah. Yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. I mean, I imagine there's no heavy lifting as a U.S. Supreme Court justice. They're not running triathlons, no, unless they want.
And, you know, if they're smart, they'll be lifting some weights, but yeah.
They'd hit the gym, right, Brita?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Keeps you young.
But, she's, especially, you know, and, you know, like Jay said before, it's honestly at this point, Trump can get reelected if the GOP just shuts up and doesn't stick their feet in their mouth.
Yes.
You know, you look at the clown car that the Democrats are going to be pulling up to the election in 2020. And it's going to be pathetic.
When you're running on the pro MS-13 platform.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, and there's, that's not the only one, nor the most egregious. Just, it's been one after, you know, it's Trump should start agitating for single payer healthcare because the Democrats automatically opposed it. It's just, it's like a reflex at this point.
They can't not do it.
It's, and the whole, you know, like, if you disagree with me politically, you are my enemy, and I will go to the extreme ends of the earth to ruin you. And, you know, I'll put in a good word for you when they start the executions. Yeah, keep that talk up.
Yeah.
Keep that talk up.
Well, it's like political tribalism, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's yeah. And the thing that's disturbing is that it's starting to, like, exist off the internet, like, you know, the how they're like now people, just random people are deciding to harass, like, you know, the people in the restaurants.
That's a big deal.
And you know, people are starting to be afraid to go out in public, kind of thing.
Don't wear a Trump hat.
Don't wear a Trump hat. Yeah, no.
Don't have a Trump bumper sticker on your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, the left can't control themselves.
Right. But at the same time, this sort of behavior it's kind of venturing off the internet.
Oh yeah.
But it's also still kind of because of the internet, because of Twitter and because of Instagram and social media. It's like the people who are really super active in social media, they are the ones prone to like this sort of behavior, right? And they all spin each other up. But like normal people, everyday day-to-day people in Ohio, you know, we're kind of middle of the country, kind of a purple state, that we just kind of live together and we deal with each other. And, you know, I have people at the library coming in with Trump hats. And it's like,
I think a lot of it's related to that same sort of like infamy thing that drives the school shooters.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, if you go make a big deal, if you, you know, harass some Trump supporter or some Trump administration official into leaving a restaurant, you're a fucking hero.
Right. And it's the same thing that leads like Instagram models to go swimming with sharks during feeding time. It's the same like mentality. Like I want to get as many likes and clicks. Yeah.
There's two of those idiots. The one swimming with the sharks, and then the one that got like her head knocked off by hanging it outside of a car window.
What?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that one. There was someone that was trying to get like filming, like half naked, hanging outside of a car and driving along, and boom, street sign.
Oh Jesus! Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I laugh in Darwin.
Oh wow.
That's because these people are trying to take these extreme photos for their Instagram. Yeah. I'm going to go swimming with sharks.
I'm going to go take a selfie with a bison. Like, what?
Yeah.
The YouTuber just recently who had like this YouTube channel where they did like, I don't want to say stunts, but like kind of like climbing the cliff and going on the diving off the cliff, and he and his girlfriend and his friend, they all fell off a cliff and died.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. It's the
Jim Treadwellification of America.
It's so strange. I'm like, and people do make, I mean, granted, people do make a lot of money off of social media, but it's a, you know, you have to like keep one-upping yourself on social media or else people won't watch anymore. And really, the people who are watching social media are like teenagers.
Yes.
Which, you know, teenagers have like two brain cells to rub together.
If that.
If they're lucky.
Yeah. They have to get together in groups to have enough brain cells to rub together.
Yeah. You're being mighty generous on that. I have the teenage.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We all go, you know, luckily most of us grow out of it, but during their teenage years, you know, not much rational thought. And that's what's driving social media.
And by all means, let's lower the voting age to 16, because that'll solve everything.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's brilliant.
If anything, it ought to go the other way, because I'm sorry, 18? You know, when I was 18, I thought I knew everything, and I thought I was so smart, and
yeah, I voted for Clinton.
I was a fucking idiot. And, you know, I'm sorry, you know. There may be a couple of 18-year-olds that aren't dumbasses, but damn.
Well, I think when you're 18, emotion and hormones will always win.
Yeah, which is why the Democrats want them to vote, because they vote Democrat, because they don't know any better. Plus, they've never worked. They've never had to provide for themselves. They've never, you know, it's.
Yep. They've never had to, you know, wonder how you're going to pay the mortgage this month, or you know, how you're going to make this deadline at work, or any number of, you know.
Right. But, decisions. You know, even if they grow up in a poor family, somebody else is taking care of them.
Right.
You sound like fogies.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Fogies are right.
Damn lawn.
That's right. Get off my lawn, you damn kids.
Right.
Ooh, I got thunder.
Meddling kids.
Wow. It sounded like a bass drum.
Yeah.
Well, thunder.
It sounded like a bass drum here, too. And can we talk about the carnival that is the Strzok, how do you pronounce his name?
I haven't been following that, just because I know that, like, you know, everybody's just sitting around lying. Yeah. So I just figure it's all one big lie. Yay.
So they subpoenaed his
girlfriend.
And she's like, oh no,
can't not go.
I haven't had enough time to prepare. I can't do it.
That's not an option.
And then he showed up and he's like, oh no, I'm not answering your questions.
Well, no, but you can't not show up.
Well,
it's a subpoena. You have to go.
Well, apparently like, you or I would have to go. Apparently these people don't have
crazy.
To.
Oh my God.
I missed whatever this was. So
it was okay. It was two FBI agents.
The anti-Trump FBI agents that texted each other about how awful
they
Trump
were having
was.
They were having an affair,
right?
And they were texting each other about Trump, and they were on. He was part of doing the interviews of Hillary. Is this right?
Yes, they were. And, they were involved in the Clinton investigation.
Yes. And he was, they were texting back and forth. I don't know how this whole text thing came out. Emails, texts, Hillary's server. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, but they were texting back and forth. And of course, like he was saying things like, oh, I have, you know, ways to save the country and don't worry, you know, he's telling his girlfriend and he was, you know, they're very anti-Trump and very pro-Democrat. And so the question was, like, why are they doing these interviews if they're so biased? I think in one text he actually, and I don't know if it's the same guy, but I think he said something about, like, I just interviewed the president, meaning Hillary.
Yeah, I think that was him.
So, yeah, it's another one of those, like, you know, the government spends a lot of time investigating itself.
And then not doing anything.
And then not doing anything about it.
Right.
Yes.
I'm of the opinion, you know, we have all this qualified immunity bullshit and we have all this, you can't sue the government unless the government says you can, and which, you know, good luck with that. And, you know, all this bullshit. And I'm at the point where I think we ought to flip the coin. You know, instead of qualified immunity and presumption of, you know, whatever, I think we ought to go and flip it to, you know, the mere appearance of impropriety gets you fired.
I like your views and wish to subscribe to your newsletter, sir.
You ought to have to be so squeaky clean in your dealings that if somebody can even suspect that you honestly suspect that you've done something untoward as a government official, you should be fired. It's just too big and has too much power and too much and can just fuck up people's lives for no damn reason.
With no consequences.
What? We just had a perfect example. The judge ruled the TSA, the fucking TSA, cannot be sued.
Unbelievable. How could that possibly go wrong?
It's mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm. Remember, Tom Daschle told us we couldn't professionalize until we federalize.
Yeah.
So how can they possibly be wrong?
So if you can't sue them,
right?
What is your
and you can't fire them because they're federal employees,
right?
With this great massive union backing them, so
they are a union.
Oh yeah,
that's right. Oh my God.
But fortunately, from now on, they can't be forced to be in the union. So if there's a silver lining.
Oh, I'm sure there's a fair amount of peer pressure involved.
I'm sure there is, but you know, if you don't have to pay union dues union dues for people that have never dealt with unions, union dues are not cheap.
Right.
It's not healthcare expensive, but they're pretty steep. They're a good chunk of money.
Not $20 a period is what you're telling me.
No, it's, you know, it's, I mean, of course it varies depending on your union and whatnot, but it's significant. It's more than a few lunches out. And you know, if you go to somebody that, you know, I mean, those TSA guys, they're not paid that great anyway. I mean, they're paid, you know, for what they do, they're overpaid, but
grossly overpaid,
but you can't tell me that you know, it's just like the school teachers. If you go to them and go, hey, you know, you don't have to pay your union dues anymore. Sold. Extra 50, 60 bucks of a paycheck in my pocket? Hell yeah.
Well, I don't know. Unions in this day and age always seem so kind of archaic to me.
Yeah. Yep.
You know.
It's just not Upton Sinclair's The Jungle where 12-year-olds.
Right. Right.
Falling into meat processing machines.
Right.
Well, especially public sector unions, which even FDR, the patron saint of all Democrats, did not think should be allowed to exist.
Right.
But you know the classic case of the unions is, well, we have to give the employees power against management and the capitalist owners. Well,
yeah.
There are the capitalist owners in the case of the government are us, the taxpayers, right. And the politicians and the administrators that they're negotiating with, they don't give a shit. You know, if the union, you know, if the government workers want to raise, fuck it. Who cares? We'll just tax the taxpayers more.
Right.
They don't have any incentive to hold the line on that. In fact, it makes them better. They love, you know, nothing a bureaucrat likes more than a bigger budget. Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah.
I keep thinking you should be reading us a ghost story with your thunder in the background.
I should, but I have a very important question for Brita, and it's been waiting for like 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Am I going to remember the answer?
I don't know, but I've had a reminder. We didn't have the show last week, so I didn't get to ask you, but I've had a reminder, and I set it to pop up for the show.
Okay.
You have a theory about steak.
Well, it's not really a theory. It's a feeling.
Okay.
And
are you hooked on it?
Well, I
ooga
am.
Chucka, ooga chucka.
Yes, I have a feeling about steak. I don't know. It was one of the nights, you know, I think last week or the week before, I had steak 2 nights in a row for dinner.
Because why wouldn't you?
Well, because we went to the grocery store, number one, it was like on a Monday after work, and I had nothing planned for dinner, which was my fault. But like, I had nothing planned for dinner, and I was like tired. And I was like, well, we could get some shrimp and put it on the grill and blah, 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 you know. And I'm thinking like, you know, I'm tired and I'm in the grocery store and I walk past the steak and oh my God, the steak is on sale.
Oh my God.
It was like $5.99 a pound for T-bones.
Wow.
Wow.
And I said, we're having steak. And then the next day we went back to the grocery store because again, I failed at being a housewife and didn't have dinner ready. And we went back to the grocery store and I said, well, we'll get something else. Like, we can't have steak again. That's so crazy. We can't, totally can't.
Of course you can.
It was like, it was the easiest and the like quickest, cheapest dinner. You know, come on, it's steak. We can have steak 2 nights in a row for $5.99 a pound. Okay, steak it is. So but while I'm eating my steak, I love T-bones, by the way. That is like my steak. I love T-bone because you get the strip steak on the one side, right? And it comes with a handle. You know, the handy bone handle. So you got the strip steak on the one side. And then on the other side, you have that lovely little fillet piece. And it's like you get a steak and then a dessert steak. Right? So the little fillet, I always leave it till the end. And my feeling about this, and I feel strongly about it, is that if you are not eating that little fillet side on the T-bone with your fingers, you are not living your best steak life. That's all there's to it.
I can go along with that.
Because it's so tender and so soft and you just pull it off the bone with your fingers and you eat it with your fingers and it's like a beautiful steak experience, and I recommend it to everybody.
Well, plus it's a T-bone, so you got the bone to gnaw on.
Well, you have the bone, yeah, that's afterwards. But like, you know, you pull that little tender meat off the fillet part. It's perfect. So that was what I wanted to talk about.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, Jay wants a steak now.
Yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit. Also, this is also about meat. So, you know, just hang up if you're bored. But I think I mentioned in a previous episode that we built, I say we, but I mean actually Mike and our friend, but they dug a fire pit in our backyard. And we have like a real like nice fire pit with like lava rocks, and we use real wood and real charcoal, and like it's really nice. And I've always wanted to learn how to like cook over fire. And I've got multiple cookbooks, and you know, I want to get like the whole like cast iron set to cook in the fire with. And Mike keeps talking about getting a spit, but you know, that's down the line. But so I wanted to cook meat over the, you know, it's beef, you know, and over the fire. And we did steaks. The very first thing we cooked over T-bones, I think again, or strip steaks. I can't remember. Anyway, so we did steaks for the first time and they were good, but they were a little bit too cooked, and it was because of the temperature and how close the meat was to the flame. And you know, I got to get it right. I got to practice. So, but I found this cut of meat that is perfect for going over flame. And it's because you have to cook it to, it's like the high end of medium rare, almost medium is perfect. Medium is good too. Usually I eat my steaks like medium rare, but like this kind of steak, and it's a, they call it flap steak, and you have to cook it to like almost medium or medium. And the reason is because the fibers, the muscle fibers in this cut of meat, it are so loose that if you leave it kind of like medium rare, it's too mushy to eat. I mean, you can eat it, but it's like not the best mouthfeel or whatever. It's too squishy, mushy, because the muscle fibers are so loose. So you can cook it to medium and it will still be really, really super tender. So if you have a butcher, or we found this cut of meat at BJ's, and they only have BJ's Warehouse, and they only have this cut of meat during the summertime because it's perfect for grilling. And you do not have to marinate it. All you have to do is like rub it with whatever kind of spice rub you like and cook it until it's about medium. And and let it rest, of course, for 10 minutes, but perfect. Like absolutely the perfect meat to go over coals. Really just perfect. Because you can't really screw it up. Especially if you're like a beginner cooking over fire and coals and whatever. It is just amazing. And it's so good that we went this week back to BJ's and we bought all the flap steak that they had.
They didn't have a limit?
No.
Wow.
How much money do they have? You know, take all the flap steak. I'm sure there's more.
How much do you have?
How much do you have? Yeah. They had like 3 or 4 packs and we bought them all. They may have more, like, you know, they'll probably get more in, but we bought them all because Alan is going to come visit at the end of summer, and we're not sure if they're going to have it.
Are
you know at that time? Will that
you
time,
still
so.
Will you still have some by then?
Yes, we're saving one pack.
Oh no,
for when Alan
that's
visits.
Man, I'm impressed. If you can pull that off, I will. Yeah, I will bow to you. That's
yes, we'll save one for you. But that is my summer grilling tip. Get you some flap steak. It's kind of like skirt steak. If anybody has used skirt steaks for like fajitas and stuff, looser fibers than flank steak, looser than even skirt steak. But it's just marvelous. And it's relatively cheap.
Is it sort of like a roast?
No.
No?
Mm. No. Nope. You can Google it. It's called flap steak. And it's great. So
I have not seen this thing.
Yep.
I'll have to look into it.
But I guess they only do the flap steak. And Mike talked to the guy that we buy beef sometimes at the farmer's market. And they have excellent, like, homegrown, organic, you know, the cow is in the backyard kind of beef. And Mike talked to him about the flapstick because we were like, oh man, what if we could get that guy's flapstick? It would be like the most amazing flapstick ever, you know? So Mike talked to the guy and he was like, no. He's like, he said, if you, there's only so many ways you can butcher a cow, right? So if you cut this sort of cut, you lose three other cuts. You know what I mean? So if you cut a flapstick, you lose three other types of cuts. Or if you cut a rump roast, you lose the ability to get some other sort of roast. You know what I mean? So they don't do flapsticks, and it's very sad. So.
They need to anyway. Design a better cow.
Yeah.
With more flaps.
Extra meat.
Yeah.
More that flaps. Sounds- yeah. So that's my little cooking update for this week.
Now, excellent. Now that we're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing. Hungry. There was something else you were doing. I wanted you to talk about.
Oh, the my pig grill.
Yes, the pig grill.
Yes, right. that is actually.
I bought this little grill, and it's like a little kind of like hibachi grill. Are you guys there?
Yep.
Okay. It's like a little hibachi type grill, and holds a very small amount of charcoal. And it's clay, it's terracotta, it looks like a pig. And the reason I bought it is because I've always been fascinated with the Japanese yakitori, where you go to like a bar and there's like this guy and he has like meat on skewers and he's cooking it over charcoal. And it's like, you know, this, boy, am I a meat nerd. Wow. Okay. So, you know, the little Japanese guy, and it's always like this 90-year-old tiny little Japanese guy, like cooking like skewers of meat over charcoal. And then so I researched into this charcoal, and it's this fancy type of charcoal that they have in Japan, and it's expensive and hard to find, but it's like it burns really hot and it burns for a long time because of the way they make it. But I was like determined. I'm like, oh, I really want to try this. Like, maybe I'll just get some other type of charcoal. But I looked into this charcoal, and there is this chef, and I think his name is Andy Richter, and he's really into Thai food. And he invented a type of charcoal to do that sort of grilling technique of meat over charcoal. And he invented this charcoal that's very much like the Japanese charcoal, but much cheaper and much more accessible. And so my little pig grill holds like four of these little sticks of this fancy charcoal. And they really do burn really hot and really long. And we were doing little chicken skewers on my pig grill. And they came out great. So, and if anybody's interested in this charcoal for yourself, because you could like make your... I've seen online where you can make little grills out of bricks and foil, and you can put the little charcoals in and set your skewers above the charcoal. But the charcoal is called Thaan, Thaan. And you can Google it. And the restaurant that the chef owns, I think the restaurant's name is Pok Pok, because it's like the sound of chopping thing, Pok 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 of, you know, Thai food. They chop things. So anyway, Pok Pok is the restaurant. And Annie Richter invented this charcoal, and it worked great.
Cool.
So, and yeah, we had a fun, we had, it was kind of fun grilling on the little pig grill. So anyway, adventures in meat. I was cooking chicken on a pig.
It's ham and eggs.
I gotta make sure it's Andy Richter. No,
Andy Richter's the
no, that's the, damn it. Damn it. No, it's not. Andy Richter is the guy on the show.
Yeah.
He was this
Pock Pock restaurant. Andy Richter. Sorry. Andy Richter. That's the chef. Andy Richter.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like the idea of those small little thing. Like you could put that like in your fireplace and
With the little grill. You can just put it on
it is charcoal, so you don't want to do it in your house.
No, you don't want to do it in your house.
But, you know, but, where you have a chimney and all, it's probably work fine.
You just put it on a picnic table and, yeah. you know, good to go. And it's kind of like a fun thing to do. You know, you cook a couple skewers, and while you're eating your skewers and your side dishes, you're cooking a couple more, and you know, it's nice.
It's a process thing.
It's a process. Yeah. I want to do beef heart that way, but I have to experiment first.
Oh no.
I will report back.
Meat experiments.
Yeah.
With heart meat.
Well,
yeah.
Before we go.
Yes.
I came across this earlier and it made me laugh. In Washington, actually Vancouver, a burglar. I can't say it with a straight face. A burglar broke into, you know, those escape rooms. A burglar broke into an escape room business and couldn't figure out how to get out.
Oh my God. Awesome.
He could not escape.
Wow.
Had to call 911 to get the police to come rescue him.
Why did he break in? To steal their money?
I guess he broke in to steal stuff. Like, why do burglars break into things? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
But they broke into the business and then he couldn't get out. He couldn't escape.
Foiled again. Oh my God, that's good.
Boarded by an inanimate room.
Oh man.
I can just picture him like for hours trying to solve the puzzles. Like he's in the room like,
oh yeah.
How do I solve the puzzle? Like, you know, what does this black light do? And where does this key go? I can just picture him like panicking, trying to solve the puzzles.
And then he called the cops and he tried to, you know, of course he's an idiot. So he tries to spin some story about how he's, you know, at a different place because his home's getting burned. He's just, and like, you know, of course you know, cops, they're probably like, yeah, right. Whatever.
You're probably laughing at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Couldn't escape from the escape room. Brilliant.
So Jay, are you lifting tonight or no?
I'm not sure. It's leg day. If my partner is, we had a basketball game, he may not be joining me.
Skipping leg day.
Yeah.
Don't ever skip leg J day.
Really?
Leg J day. Leg day J.
I never skip leg day.
Tell you.
But I'm still slowly recovering from pulling a muscle in my shoulder.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I'm like, that sucks.
I'm taking. Yeah, it's been a long recovery, and I'm an idiot because I'll be like, oh, it doesn't feel that bad. I'll go and bench my normal routine today.
Oh no, Jay.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm stupid. One of the things I did, or I should say, I didn't do last week when I was on vacation was lift.
Oh, okay.
And you know, sure enough, it's feeling much, much better.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, now, leg day, there's no real lifting. I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do like shrugs, which is technically lifting. It's more of an arm. It's more of an arm day exercise, except that it's the same bar that I do calf lifts with. I just, you know, after the
do
other,
them both at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you get real strong, Jay.
That's
doing the calf lifts. And if you keep lifting the calf, eventually it'll be a cow and you'll be really strong.
Wow. Alan with the dad joke.
That's good.
Alan, that joke was moving.
Oh no. Oh.
I know. I'm
going to have a beef with both of you.
Oh my God. Oh. That's trifecta. What a way to go out.
That was good.
All right.
Goodness. So until next week, squirrels.
Yes. See you next week. Thanks, guys.
All right.
For a great show.
Bye. Thanks.